Dead Christ in the Sepulchre with Two Angels, Christ of Pity. This devotional image, which urges the faithful to contemplate the suffering of Christ, is recurrent in altarpieces and funerary art. Deriving from the figurative composition of Imago Pietatis of Byzantine origin, the scene shows the deceased Christ flanked by two weeping angels as he rises up out of the sepulchre, showing his wounds. Although Amadeo refers here to Donatello's prototype on the altar of the saint in Padua and to Giovanni Bellini's Pietas, he also resorts to a rare variant of Christ who is pointing to the wound on his ribs caused by Longinus. The same image is also present in one of the corbels of the cloister of the Certosa of Pavia, where Amadeo started his career as an apprentice. In all likelihood, the choice of this composition refers to the institution of Pietà, of which Christ of Pity was the symbol, founded by Colleoni in 1466. The work probably dates back to before the early 1470s, just after Medea's death, and therefore it is one of young Amadeo's earliest sculptural expressions. We can observe a skillful perspective and anatomical construction of the figures, while the modelling is energetic and clean in the draperies and the pathetic expressions on the faces.